Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded at our online reflective prayer, which takes place each Monday and Wednesday at 9:15. The full recording can be found on our Facebook page. Today, our reflection is from the Reverend Fabian Wirtz, entitled, Whoever Believes Has Eternal Life.
So our first reading is taking from the book of Jeremiah.
Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, add your burnt offerings to your sacrifices and eat the flesh. For on the day that I brought your ancestors out of the land of Egypt, I did not speak to them or command them concerning burnt offerings and sacrifices. But this command I gave them, obey my voice and I will be your God and you shall be my people and walk only in the way that I command you, so that it may be well with you. Yet they did not obey or incline their ear, but in the stubbornness of their evil will, they walked in their own counsels and looked backwards rather than forwards. From the day that your ancestors came out of the land of Egypt until this day, I have persistently sent all my servants, the prophets, to them day after day. Yet they did not listen to me or pay attention, but they stiffened their necks. They did worse than their ancestors did. So you shall speak all these words to them, but they will not listen to you. You shall call them, but they will not answer you. You shall say to them, this is the nation that did not obey the voice of the Lord their God and did not accept discipline. Truth has perished. It is cut off from their lips. Cut off your hair and throw it away. Raise a lamentation on the bare heights, for the Lord has rejected and forsaken the generation that provoked his wrath. For the people of Judah have done evil in my sight, says the Lord. They have set their abominations in the house that is called by my name, defiling it. And they go on building the high place of Topheth, which is in the valley of the son of Hinnom, to burn their sons and daughters in the fire, which I did not command, nor did it come into my mind. Therefore, the days are surely coming, says the Lord, when it will no more be called Topheth or the valley of the son of Hinnom, but the valley of slaughter. For they will bury in Topheth until there is no more room. The corpses of this people will be the food of the birds of the air, for the animals of the earth, and no one will frighten them away. I will bring it to an end, the sound of mirth and gladness, the voice of the bride and bridegroom in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem, for the land shall become a waste. This is the word of the Lord.
And our New Testament is taking from the Gospel of John, chapter 6.
Then the Jews began to complain about him because he said, I am the bread that came down from heaven. They were saying, is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, I have come down from heaven? Jesus answered them, do not complain among yourselves. No one can come to me unless drawn by the Father who sent me, and I will raise that person up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught by God. Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Very truly, I tell you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thank you very much, Marilyn and Lynn. A very difficult reading, Jeremiah. He had a very difficult life. It's maybe not for nothing that we are calling him the weeping prophet. He had very harsh words to tell to his people. But it seems that it was something that was coming from a long time. He brings back to the very start of Israel's, when they were called out of Egypt. They were freed from slavery, and they were called to a new kind of life, and a life that was grounded in learning to trust a voice, to trust to obey the voice of God. And in the beginning, that voice wasn't very complicated. They were not the whole of the law that was received much later with Moses. It was about learning to journey with God, learning to move when he was moving, learning to stop when he was stopping, and learning to obey some of those instructions. But right from the beginning, they find it very hard. And here it says they did not obey or incline their ear. And they were stubborn, and they thought they had better ideas. They walked in their own counsels. But also one of the things that they did was to look backward. When things becomes difficult, it's so easy to look backward, to look at the old days. And when we as Christians walk the way of discipleship, sometimes we want to revert to an easy way or an easy life. As then times continues, things got worse, and they became to a time where they were so accustomed not really to listen to God that they were not even able to discern his ways anymore. And we have this very sad descriptions of them not wanting to be disciplined, that means to be redirected, not wanted to hear what is helpful and truth for them, and then getting into a very dark place, to the point that they would think that they were serving God by even burning their own sons and daughters in the fire. Reading a book called by N.T. Wright, who is looking at scripture and the authority of God and how we can rediscover the whole of scripture as God's word for us today. It's a difficult work. We need to look at the context and we need to look at the history, but God speaks through his word, and God wants us to live a life that is full, and a life that is full of light and truth. A life that will bring health, a life in all its fullness. And as Christian, we believe that life starts with Jesus. That's where we receive true life. And so we have this here, a little bit, again, scriptic for those maybe who are not used to the Old Testament and the story of Israel, speaks of the manna, of the bread that comes from heaven, taking them back to a story that was foundational for the Jews, the story of being fed by God for 40 years in the desert through bread coming down from heaven. Jesus was comparing himself to that coming down from heaven. Jesus was saying, I originate from heaven itself, calling God his Father. No one had said that, and the Jews would later understand the kind of claims that what Jesus was saying, that he was the one they were waiting, the Messiah, that he was one that knew the Father personally, intimately, closely, but that his work was a good work of giving up his own life for us. There was talks in the first reading of sacrifices, and there was in the Mosaic law a whole system to find forgiveness, to find restitution, that they would have to offer animals of all kinds or grains. But in Jesus, the ultimate sacrifice was given. God so loved the world that he gave his only son, Jesus, that whoever may believe in him, believe in that action of God's forgiveness, can start that new life. And so Christian is not about a religion. It's not a different religion. It's not a way of just living. Christianity is about God in Jesus, for once and for all, overthrowing the powers that held us captive, the powers of sin and the powers of death. And so it's a universal proclamation. We need to tell others about Jesus. And as a church, we've been doing that as a course, and we pray for our friends that we will be the people who are talking about Jesus. That we, when we look backwards, we look at what Jesus did in our lives, and we tell those stories to those we know. But that we also are the people that are looking forward, forward to the time when God will restore the whole of creation. He has started that with Jesus by raising him from the dead, and he will do that also to those who believes, who trust. And here it says, very truly I tell you, whoever believes has eternal life. Not that he will get access to it, not that he will earn it at some point. Those who trust what God has done in Jesus have eternal life. And that's open to all. Jesus wants to draw all creation to himself. But we have to listen, and we have to obey, and we have to give our life. So let's pray. We will see that in our times of prayer, it speaks of praying for those that are misled by the false truth, the false gods of this present age. Praying for those who are hungry, physically hungry, and for the church to act justly, to act with mercy, to show the kind of generous God we are serving, and to pray for those who are thinking about being baptized or confirmed, and for the leaders. So let's pray for ourselves, for the world and its needs, and the church and her life. Jesus, revive your church again with a message of truth and mercy. And Lord, give courage to those you've called into leadership. Sometimes maybe they are called to be more like a Jeremiah, a suffering servant, proclaiming light in dark places. At other times, Lord, you maybe put us in place of great joy, times of growth, like what we hear in America on those campuses, where not pouring of your life and your spirit is transforming lives. Lord, whatever the context you are calling us, help us to trust you. Whether we are in a season that feels more like wintry and cold, or whether we're in a season that's blooming and summery. Thank you that you are always with us. Thank you even for the times where you, as a good father, kind of discipline us, kind of redirect us, that we might truly experience life and life in all its fullness. So help us at St. James to discern the times, to discern the seasons, and to rediscover the power of your word. Fill us with your spirit, we ask.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website, www.stjamestaunton.co.uk, and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.